Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You are listening to episode number 56. I am your host, Adam, and here with me today are Matt and Angel. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Is that... What's up? What's a good response to what's up? Like, not a joke response, like, ooh, the sky, or
well, it,
not
I
saying
really
hey,
the only, or... the only acceptable response is nothing.
Nothing. Right. I mean,
that's pretty much it.
Unless you go into a long
I used to hate that when I was a kid because I didn't know how to respond to it.
It's a conundrum.
Wait, so you mean like when someone asks you what's up, you just literally do nothing? You're just like,
right.
I just looked at them
small talk,
awkwardly.
Small talk doesn't, it isn't like alien to me. Like I'm not like a fucking weirdo like Adam when he was a kid, but it's weird to me that the things that are said,
yeah.
Like what's up is just such a weird greeting because it's a, actually a very specific
question. How about when you're walking past someone you know and you say, hey, how you doing? And you never stop to finish the conversation. Literally, you both keep walking what you're doing, like, on your, like...
Right, that's what I mean.
If you do it on campus,
I mean.
Like, you, I'll see people and be like, hey, how you doing? And they'll be, like, answering me. I'm like, whoa, you just broke the rules of this engagement right now. You're not supposed
right.
to answer.
Still walking, can't hear
I'm
you,
I'm gone,
sorry.
Dude. I'm in class right now.
Gotta
you can't
go.
You're text me the rest.
That's why you should go... Oh, hey, I know you. That's all you should say. Hey, great seeing you. That's it. Not, but there's always like a question involved when there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So just don't, what I'm saying is no more questions as greetings.
Yes.
No more questions.
No.
Greetings should be declarative statements and that's it.
We're starting a
yeah.
movement.
Yeah.
Listeners, you be
exactly.
a part of it.
Stop. No
Help
more
us.
Awkwardness.
We're going to make posters. Maybe Giampiero can take him to Italy with him. Guys, have you been playing anything interesting the past week?
No.
Did
you guys get L.A. Noire?
No, I'm waiting for that to be on sale on Amazon.
Laura got it, but she is not on the podcast, so it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
tremendously poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't afford video games.
I think we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, no, I haven't bought it. I would really like to get L.A. Noire, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm either renting it or just waiting it for to be cheap, like, on Amazon, like Portal 2 was.
Angel, are you scratching your face?
No.
It totally fucking sounds like you're scratching your face, man. But, scratchy face aside... I haven't been playing anything interesting. I'm waiting for the PlayStation Store to come back up so I can get my free games.
Yes. We'll talk about that in a bit.
And I have bought some old games for a project that I'm starting that these guys know about, but none of the listeners do.
Ooh.
We know something you don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, I'll be working on that soon once I get a video capture card.
Cool.
But I haven't got that yet. It's coming in the mail tomorrow.
Very good.
Oh, awesome.
And Angel.
I just finished Gears 2 campaign with my friend.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Is it the first time?
No, I've beat it before with my brother, but it was his first time. And I forgot how much fun that game was.
Were you gentle?
He was kind of rough.
Oof.
God, he's got a sandpapery butthole. Yeah. Wait, another gaming related, this isn't video games, but I've been planning our D&D campaign. Me and my roommates are Kyle Burnett moves up here, which is in a week, we're going to start a D&D game.
I saw Nick's character. That's really cool.
Yeah, Nick's a rogue.
Did he base that off of like Link and Tingle?
He kind of did. He kind of
looks
his,
like
his looks on Link, but his character is not a rogue. He's a ranger, so he's kind of like a stealthy ranger. He's got excellent acrobatics and stealth. And then Alex is a paladin, and Kyle is going to be a mage, a sexy mage named Navajo.
Ooh.
And then Alex's friend Neil is going to play with us via Skype, and he is going to be a cleric.
So are you the Dungeon Master?
And I am the Dungeon Master.
Nice.
I've played D&D a little bit before, and I've played the Star Wars role-playing game before, and I've listened to all the Penny Arcade D&D podcasts, and I've seen the game being played, and the playing isn't really what interests me. It's mostly the dungeon master aspect. So I'm excited to do that.
Cool.
That's cool.
Angel.
And let's see what else. I just finished Portal 2 co-op.
Yes. Yes.
With Adam.
Yes.
And that was exciting. And
stayed up until, what time were we up until? Like 8?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning.
I think it was like 8 a.m., yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we did it one sitting. We started at like 1.
Yeah.
Guys, isn't it great having no job?
It is.
Well, you know, having no school either.
Yeah.
I mean, the not having money part kind of sucks, but everything
else.
I
know. I my job is so part-time that it's fucking ridiculous. So, like, I just, you know, I sometimes don't go to sleep till 5, and it doesn't really affect anything. Yeah. It's great. Like, today I woke up at noon, and I didn't, it's like no alarm or anything. Nobody gives a shit.
Usually, I stay up until around 5, and I probably wake up around, like, 2-ish.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
See, noon is so late for me that I can't imagine waking up.
I love sleeping, but, like, at the same time, like, I hate, like, wasting the day. So, when I wake up at 2, I'm like, oh, I slept for so long, and it was so good.
Yeah, but now the day is gone. Move to Seattle, because it is still daylight outside right now at 9:10 p.m.
Awesome.
It doesn't get dark here, ever. No darkness.
Yes. So, Angel, is that it?
Yeah, it's basically it for all I've been playing.
Okay. Well, for me, I've started a third go of Mass Effect to try to get some achievements. And then I played Portal with Angel. And that's about it. Yep. All right. Adam's News Hour. Let's do some gaming releases. Obviously, L.A. Noire came out for PS3 and 360. And I don't know, this didn't seem to be a very big announcement, but Chrono Trigger came out for WiiWare.
Oh, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly. So now you know. And SpongeBob SquarePants 3D came out for 3DS. I know how many people are upset about the game lineup, but come on. SpongeBob.
So what do you do in this one? Do you just like walk around Bikini Bottom?
What and don't kind of- you do? I mean, that's the real question. Well, you gotta stop plankton. You gotta flip the Krabby Patties.
What happens is that it takes a Metal Gear Solid 2 approach and puts you in the role of Patrick.
Oh,
as SpongeBob is the mentor type character in this.
That's genius. I'd venture to say that that's probably the best move in video gaming history.
Yes.
Probably the best 3DS game as well.
And then Patrick actually loses his pants and he does like somersaults and stuff. But, you know, that's nor here nor there.
Man.
Sounds good. I'm getting it.
Upcoming games. Oop, L.A. Noire is no longer upcoming. Fear 3 and Dead or Alive Dimensions on May 24th.
Are the Fear games any good? I've never played any of those.
I don't know. I
didn't really like the first one.
I started to play, I think, the second one, but I didn't get very far in it. But they look kind of interesting, so I don't know.
People seem to like them.
Yeah.
Clearly, they made 3.
Hmm. May 30th is Beyond Good and Evil HD for PS3, and May 31st is BlizzBlue Continuum Shift 2 for PSP and 3DS.
Gaming news. It's BlandsBlow.
BlandsBlow, is that how it is?
Yeah, BlandsBlow.
Okay. Good. Now that we have that down. Lots of gaming news. Let's start with Nintendo. Blizzy Blah,
but okay.
Fizzy Fla. 3DS Shop was delayed until June 6th and June 7th in Europe and Japan.
Why was it
hacked?
I know, right?
God fucking damn it.
I think it
just
was...
Just when something goes right in my life.
I think it was delayed 2 weeks. I don't remember when it was originally supposed to come out. Sometime in May. Star Fox 3DS is going to have two ways to control it. It's called 64 mode and 3DS mode. 64 mode, obviously, you're going to use a circle pad to move around and whatever the buttons do. 3DS mode, however, you're going to be tilting your 3DS everywhere to control flight.
So definitely playing that 64 mode then.
Right.
No, you don't want to just like... That would be so cool to just fly like a plane around your house.
What they need to do is invent like a head brace so that you can lock the 3DS in position while you're moving your head around, so that the 3D
just take
is always
Virtual
in focus.
Boy.
Yeah.
It's
there
a
you
fucking
go.
Virtual Boy at that point.
Perfect.
Nobody cares.
See, that's their plan. It's gotta be.
And now all the games are red wireframes.
Oh, even better. Time will tell. Good news, though. It's going to support four-player multiplayer. Bad news, no online,
boo.
Which sucks a lot.
Didn't we already know that? Didn't you say that last time?
Did I? I know I posted it on Facebook. I don't know if I said it last time or not.
Oh.
Whatever. I went through, like,
who the
a
fuck
week's
cares?
Worth of
nobody wants
news
that
today.
Game.
I want it. I want
nah,
it bad.
Nobody wants it.
I want it bad. Ubisoft is excited about Project Cafe. According to the CEO, it's a fantastic platform, and we're going to see a lot of ports from 360 and PS3. So now, we're going to have the Imagine series, as well as all the other crap titles.
Yay! Yeah. I love to imagine that I'm a baby, a skunk,
a mermaid.
Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine... Are those games actual games, or are they just mini-game collections and dress-up dolls?
I was under the assumption, at least to start, that they were Nintendog clones, but I'm sure
yeah,
they evolved into something a little bit more than that. Not much, though. I don't know if that's still how they play, though. And I really don't care. Listeners, if you've played Imagine games, you can let us know.
Please
do. WTPodcast@gmail.com. Email us.
Best Buy is going to start having some 3DS hotspots. That's going to be pretty cool. You're going to have trailers, exclusive content, and 3DS Spot Pass, which is great. Because every time I've gone to Best Buy since I've got my 3DS, I always do the little hack, and I do the Spot Pass anyways. So now I won't have to. Yay.
Great.
Sony. Big news, everybody. PSN is back.
And
not all of it.
And it got hacked.
Yeah, it did. Get to that in a second. So what's back is the online play, friends list, trophy comparison, Curiosity, Hulu, Netflix, Home, blah, blah, blah. There is no PS Store. What else is not up? Is that the only thing?
I think the PS Store is not up. That's the main thing.
Okay. Users have to make a new password when they sign on, and that's basically the only change that users will see on their end. Sony is offering a welcome back program, which is awesome. It's slightly different in different regions, but in America, users can pick 2 out of 5 games for download from the PlayStation Store. These are PS3 games, right? So once the store comes up, players will have 30 days to choose 2 of these games: Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, and Wipeout HD plus Fury. And then PSP owners, I'm not sure if this is in addition to the PS3 games or in replace.
It is?
That's yeah. Awesome. Okay, so you get 2 out of these games: Little Big Planet, My Nation Racers, Pursuit Force, or Killzone Liberation.
I'm pissed off because Europe gets, for PS3, Ratchet & Clank Quest for Booty, and America does not.
Yeah, that's what I would get.
I'm gonna get Infamous, but I'm not sure.
See,
what other one I want.
Bought Infamous for Black Friday last year, so
yeah, already.
See, I don't know what, so. And I have Little Big Planet, so I don't know what I'm gonna get.
See, I'm definitely Dead Nation and Little Big Planet.
Yeah, maybe we can play Dead Nation together.
Yeah,
Angel.
Listeners, tell us what to get.
Because my brother's looking at it. He's like, Dead Nation's like the Black Ops Dead Ops arcade, except much better.
Cool.
It's like a top-down shooter.
Can you play as Sarah Michelle Gellar?
No.
Danny Trejo?
No. No, unfortunately, I can't.
Okay.
Doesn't sound very good, then.
Michael Rooker? I'm just going to name all the characters from that.
Robert Englund.
cool thing, those games can be kept forever. Let's see, what else? Selection of free video rentals is going to be available over one weekend, which is going to be announced later.
Wow, that's so exciting. I'm glad this gave a whole weekend
totally.
For us to watch American Pie Naked Mile.
Everybody gets 30 free days of PlayStation Plus. People who are already subscribers to PlayStation Plus get 60 extra days.
Wait, hold on. PlayStation Plus stuff you can only use while you have PlayStation Plus, right?
This is correct.
So that's just, hey, give us more of your money, please.
They're giving you a little taste. Try to get you hooked.
Fuck them.
Yep. Existing music premium trial subscribers, I don't even know what that is, but they get 30 extra free days. Wow. And then they're offering 100 free items on PlayStation Home.
It's probably like half.
100 free items.
Damn, I'm going on a PS Home shopping spree.
I know. We're going to have to do that tonight, the three of us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
PSN is still down in Japan because the Ministry of Economy wants Sony to prove its future preventative measures and its plans on winning back the consumer trust before they let PlayStation put the service back up.
Damn.
They should have done that in every country.
Yeah. Should have, but they didn't. So, Angel, you mentioned a few minutes ago that PlayStation is now hacked once again.
Yes. Well, just the password reset website.
Mm-hmm. So what's going around are reports that hackers can now, just by using your birthday and the email tied to your PSN account, they can basically reset your password and thereby taking control of your PlayStation account.
But the good thing is that you get an email notification saying that your password has been changed.
Right. So, I mean, you know that it's happened, but there's nothing you can really do.
And nor can they. But the store's still down.
True. they took down the online, the web-based login and password changing, so hopefully that'll stop it, slow it down. One new thing that they did in the new firmware is that you can only change your password from the original PlayStation the account was linked to or from online. But again, the online is now disabled for the moment. So, Microsoft. Xbox Live Indie Studios can now choose the date their games are going to be released. So that's a plus for any indie game developers. Microsoft.
They had to release.
I guess Microsoft just release them whenever. I mean, that's how it is for WiiWare stuff.
Yeah, even before it was done. They just come to your
Sorry, guys. We're going to release this. We're Surprise.
We're releasing this tomorrow, but we just started yesterday.
Well, too bad.
Well, we're Microsoft.
Sucks to be you.
Your games can't be free either. Sorry. Microsoft is supposedly going... Well, we'll talk about that later. Microsoft is going to have Avatar Connect out later this spring. So, as a reminder...
Avatar,
the blue people.
Avatar?
Mm-hmm. Gotta have tits.
Oh, we are taking a trip. Everyone's gonna take a trip to Pandora together. Coming this fall.
Or spring.
Wait, spring. Spring. Well, this fall we'll be able to do it too. We'll be able to do it in every season.
True.
It's gonna be magical. You know, bring your whole family in the living room. You can take a trip to Pandora together. You know, you gotta have tits on your Xbox this fall.
So what it actually is, the new update for Kinect that lets you do mouth movements.
Ooh!
And what else is there?
When you're making out with Neytiri?
Totally. I think it had 8-player Avatar Kinect chat support. I think those are the two big things. Mass Effect Interactive Comic is now available on the Xbox for 320 Microsoft points.
Why isn't it free?
I don't know. It's a good question. Because things can't be free on Xbox Live.
That's true, but it should be. That seems like a weird... I wouldn't expect you to have to buy that.
How much is 320? Is that
$2? $5?
$5?
I think.
No, 800 is... Wait. No, 800 is $10. Damn. That's crazy.
So it's almost $5.
There's a new Ridge Racer coming. It's called Ridge Racer Unbound. It's for 360, PS3, and PC. Looks kind of like Burnout in that there's a lot of vehicle environmental damage, so that could be pretty cool.
My question, wait, you said Ridge Racer, right?
Ridge Racer!
Who plays that? I have this question every time there's a new Ridge Racer game.
Don't know.
I don't know anybody who buys Ridge Racer. There's a Ridge Racer that launches with every single console, and who the fuck is buying them? Is it Japanese? Are they doing it?
Maybe. I mean, I have Ridge Racer 3D, but I didn't pay for that, so.
Yeah.
There's a Dragon Ball Z trailer online for the game that we talked about last week. Warner Brothers is, they announced Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection. It's going to have Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, and Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. It's going to be a downloadable for 360, PS3, and PC. Angel, you probably know more about this than I do. There was a lot of leaked information about Modern Warfare 3.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Oh, wow. Basically, I don't even know how they got information, but like, they're able to...
I'm sure Infinity Ward leaked it.
Yeah, they got the entire storyline of what's going to happen in the game. Pictures of all the, pictures of what they're working on. Like, how the gun models look, and some of the maps, some of the classes. It's kind of strange, because, like, the way the other Call of Duty's did their classes before, like, you would wear different equipment, your character would have different equipment, depending on what your assault, I guess your main weapon was. And then in Call of Duty Black Ops, they changed it to how... what kind of perks you choose, your first perk, and that's what determined what kind of character model you would be using in the multiplayer. But this one, I think it's going back to the assault rifle. I mean, to the by what guns you have. So they have different pictures of that. Let's see what else. A couple of trailers showing attack on the U.S., attack in England. I forgot the other one. There's three of them.
Paris,
there you go.
Is there a fully conducted rape scene?
I don't think so. Fortunately not. Not in this one.
Then it is fail.
They are saving that for Modern Warfare 4.
Why is anybody excited about that game? Fucking weirdos.
Why aren't they? I mean, come on. It's Modern Warfare 3.
People already pre-ordered it that I know of. Pre-orders already went up.
Did you pre-order it?
Absolutely not. I stopped pre-ordering games when I was 12.
Good for you. If you buy it, I'll find your house.
No, I'm buying it.
Just not pre-ordering.
No, you shouldn't. Why do you have to buy it?
Because
it's Modern Warfare 3.
It's Modern Warfare 3.
Good. It's not good for you.
I don't care. It's fun to play.
It's like rubbing.
It has very deep multiplayer and campaign. 15 missions, Matt.
I have a very...
It's going to wrap up all loose ends from the previous Modern Warfare titles.
That's not true. It's not going to do that. It's going to be Captain Price, and he's going to be there, and then he's going to, you know, shoot a Russian baby in the face, and then, you know, then the space station's going to crash onto him.
Okay, you need to stop spoiling the game right now.
9/11 will happen every day in Modern Warfare 3.
How is that not exciting?
I'm getting pumped for it. I just pre-ordered it, guys.
All right, good. As you should. There's going to be free Brink DLC. It's going to come in June. There's also a patch coming. I'm not sure if that's coming sooner or if that's coming in June as well. But the patch is going to have an 8-player limited campaign mode. And hopefully what that's going to do is lower the lag. Because apparently there's a lot of lag on the 16-player campaign. So yeah, we'll see about that. Mass Effect 3. You can be gay now, Matt, in Mass Effect. I know how much you've wanted that in the past.
Okay. I think Mass Effect, traditionally, it didn't matter what your sexual preference was, but anybody was allowed to play it. But I guess if you were homosexual, you weren't allowed to play it before.
This is
but
correct.
Now you can be gay.
Right, because they realized in 1 and 2 that, you know, they were just missing this huge portion of the audience.
No, I think it's weird that they decided to add gay in now.
It is strange.
They should have had gay, you know, all through the series.
I thought they did originally.
No, well, just not male gay. They've had female gay, but not male gay, and that's weird. I mean, at least it's weird because at best he's bisexual, you know, he's bi. Because he's been fucking dudes, he's fucking women, he's just really promiscuous, you know? And I think...
He's an Asari at heart, is what you're saying.
You know, what about the gay people who want to have a, you know, faithful gay romance with Caden since the first game?
What about him, Matt?
I'm just saying they're underrepresented. I mean, it's not just gay people who want to play that.
Are you
straight
sure?
People maybe, too. I would like to make my Shepherd gay. If I could be gay with Black Kevin in the second game, I would.
Well, all right. Mass Effect 3, you can do that. There you go.
Can you be gay with Black Kevin? I don't think he's coming back.
I have no idea. Don't spoil it for me.
Do you know who Black Kevin is, right?
I don't.
Jacob.
Ah! Don't say anything.
Well, I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Well, everyone's coming back. They said that. Everyone's coming back, except you don't know who's going to be your main character.
People who died.
Yeah, you can put your wiener in anyone's butt.
Well, whoever, if you had him killed off, if they're still alive in the storyline, then they'll be in there somehow.
No zombie Caden?
No.
I guess that was a spoiler. I should bleep that. Oh, well.
Really? A spoiler? Game's like
well,
4 years old.
I mean,
old.
I just played it, so who knows? Maybe other people haven't played it either.
That's their problem now. That's like saying Aeris dies as a spoiler. Fuck that.
Oh my god. Why would you say that? The biggest spoiler in video game history.
Fuck that.
That's like saying Seppi Roth dies. And everyone knows he can't die.
Okay. Duke Nukem demo is coming on June 3rd, so be excited for that.
What, wasn't it supposed to be out in May?
Yes.
Oh,
was.
Wasn't
then
the game supposed to be out
10 years ago?
So you're really surprised that the demo got delayed?
Matt, more good news for you. Sonic Generations may be coming to PC and 3DS as well.
Oh, two more versions for me to buy.
I know.
I can't give enough of my money to Sonic Team.
Two more ways for Sonic Team to let you down.
It's going to be so good. I saw an interesting statistic a few days ago.
Sonic Team makes shit games?
Well, yes.
100% of their games are terrible.
Yes. No more.
And?
Okay. In addition to that, people watching Netflix solely on consoles are taking up 20% of internet bandwidth in the U.S.
That is pretty crazy.
I know.
I don't know anybody who doesn't watch Netflix on a console, though.
Yeah, no. Half my friend list usually entails people.
But
that—I
mean—that statistic is like just consoles. It doesn't. It's not like mobile devices. No PCs.
Right. Netflix is probably taking up over half of the bandwidth in this country,
which is insane.
Yeah, they make so much money.
Yeah. All right. Main discussion.
Hold on. I want to say real fast. Have you guys been watching Game of Thrones?
No, I want to start seeing that. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Oh my god!
I've heard mixed things about it.
Is it?
It's fucking awesome, and it just gets better with every episode.
What channel is it on? Is it HBO?
HBO, but word to the wise, you can download it illegally on some website.
No, you can watch them online.
Don't do it. Shut up. You don't. You shouldn't download it illegally, but there's a lot of websites you can go to where you can download things illegally.
No, you can watch them on HBO online.
That is one of the things that you could download illegally if you wanted to break the law.
Stop trying to make
our
listeners break the law, Matt.
Well, I'm not. I'm saying don't do it.
Breaking the law.
I'm telling them you can watch it legally on HBO.com.
Guys, if you're out of money, you could also rob a bank, but that's against the law, so don't do it. But that is something that you could do because you have free will. You're, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, no. That free will doesn't count anymore. People are stupid. They'll do whatever we say.
I know, and I'm telling them, don't rob a bank. Don't download Game of Thrones illegally.
Don't do it. Okay.
Watch it, guys. Hold on. Watch it.
You done?
If you've seen it, email me at WTPodcast@gmail.com. We'll have a one-on-one.
Sounds sexy.
Friend me on Facebook. Send me friend requests. We'll talk about it on Facebook.
Listeners, I really hope you do that. E3. We're going to talk about it because it's soon. So, when is it? It's June 13th?
7th.
7th.
7th?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. So, we're just going to talk about, you know, what we expect and what we want. And hopefully you guys will tell us what you want with emails.
WTPodcast@gmail.com, best email address in the Wild West.
Thank you, Matt. All right, why don't we start with Sony?
Well, I expect them to do a lot of apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the commercial with Kaz Hirai?
Yes.
Or it's not a commercial, but it's a...
Like message to mm-hmm. PlayStation owners and shit.
I found it funny because he's just sitting there, very like presidential, like when the president addresses the nation, very calm, just talking.
What do you want him to freak out? Like, oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't believe this happened. Ah! Okay, I'm sorry. Continue, Matt. A lot of apologizing.
Right. In terms of actual stuff they'll announce, who the fuck knows? Like, what are they going to do with this?
Well, they've got the NGP.
Yes, that's it.
And they have to show more move stuff.
Do you think they have more move stuff?
God, I hope so, because they have nothing right now.
I know, they haven't talked about it since last E3. Like, it's such a whimper that came
out. SOCOM 4.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll try to show us some. Again, for the past, what, 3 E3s, 4 E3s, Sony has been the worst and completely underwhelmed us every time. So, I don't really expect anything new. The thing about Sony is they have these couple of franchises that they trot out every year. And then the rest of their stuff is, you know, third party.
Well, that's pretty much everybody.
Yeah, but I think Microsoft and Nintendo always find a couple new things to show us. Mm-hmm. Sony hasn't surprised us with anything except for, oh, it's going to cost $1 million, and here's something that you already expected.
Was Forza only for the 360?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's their version of Grand Theft. Gran Turismo, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, and we already know that Last Guardian's being pushed back to next year, which is the thing most of us are really excited about.
Did they, when they said that they delayed it, did they say anything like about E3?
No.
We could see it, maybe?
Maybe.
Hope so.
I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have any? I don't have a very positive outlook for Sony.
I've said what I expect them to have is just, you know, a lot of NGP stuff, and they really, I mean, if they want to continue making Move a success or continue trying to make Move a success, they need to show us something.
Right, that's on the list of things you hope are there.
They need to show us their Move.
I don't expect... I don't expect them
to see what you did there.
Have a Move to show us, though. So, I don't know.
What about two Moves?
They might double wand it, mm-hmm. double fist the wands. You know,
it's really good technology. It's just they haven't done anything with it.
So I don't know. They haven't had a good E3 in a couple years.
I mean, are there any like franchises that we're expecting new games from? I mean, I guess
Resistance 3, but we already know about that. Like that's what I'm saying is we know
right
stuff.
I mean, if they showed Kingdom Hearts 3, that would be
oh my awesome. God.
But I guarantee you that's going to be multi-platform.
Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yes.
No. I think the actual Kingdom Hearts 3 will be PlayStation only, but...
No. They make... Square Enix makes games for all...
I know, Xbox but they've too. Been making, like, the spin-off Kingdom Hearts games for everything.
No, but, like, yeah, but Final Fantasy 13 was...
Yeah, but I think Kingdom Hearts 3 will be on Xbox as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Too. I agree.
Yeah.
With an interactive comic to bring you up to speed.
Yeah, well, all those crazy choices in Kingdom Hearts when you decided if Winnie the Pooh or Eeyore died. That was fucking intense.
And you always took out Eeyore.
And Seffy Rock.
Because he's so fucking impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're doing him a favor.
Yeah, I mean, putting out his fucking misery.
That's just the way he talks, guys. He's not actually miserable.
And then once you do pick him to die, he's like, well, I guess so. I should have seen this coming.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you made the right choice.
I fucking love Winnie the Pooh, and there's a new movie coming out this summer, so everyone go see it.
Yes, there is. This summer?
It's gonna be awesome.
Christmas.
No, June.
Oh,
nice.
Sorry.
Final Fantasy 13 2, maybe. I know everyone's excited about that.
No, 13 2
again, and like, multi-platform.
The new one's the other one, the Versus 13.
Oh, God, that's never coming out.
Yeah, I think that's the hard part about Sony is that they
depend on Square Enix.
Well, previously, the things that we come to associate with Sony have been Square Enix. That's a major one, and they're not exclusive anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what else do we really have? Resistance, like I said, we know Resistance 3 is coming out. That could be cool.
Resistance sucks.
I don't know what's going to... No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It's not that bad.
It's terrible.
It's no Modern Warfare 3. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll try to show some Killzone thing, and
that game is something
that nobody gives a shit about.
I mean, what would be cool is if they showed some kind of connectivity features with the NGP and the PS3.
I think they should bring back Lair. No, what was the fucking Dragon one?
Yeah, Lair.
Lair.
Yeah, Lair. Bring back that. Lair 2.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be terrible. And yeah, they really fucked it up by the NGP. They're putting all their cards into the NGP.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the fact that they just fucked
They've
over
got a...
so PS3 customers is going to be, you know, PS3 customers are now expecting something out of E3.
Right.
Rather than just people who are excited about the NGP.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck, Sony.
You're right. I mean, they pretty much are relying solely on the NGP, at least from what we can tell.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we're having trouble, like, thinking about really anything else that they could have. I mean, it's either going to be the NGP or it's got to be, like, a ton of new stuff.
Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Well, that's not exclusive, is it?
Yeah, it is. Tekken is...
Really?
Tekken's always been a Sony thing.
I guess you're right. Huh. Well, that'll be cool, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, but this also gives Sony the opportunity to totally blow us away with something, right?
Yeah. Since we're we don't have high hopes for them anyway.
So, yep. Kaz Hirai, if you're listening, show us something cool.
Show me
your battle tag. Maybe they'll make us another PS3. PS3 Slim-er.
Yeah, Street Fighter versus Tekken is coming out for Xbox as well.
Oh, it is?
Hmm. Yep.
Well, there you go.
What?
All right, well,
wait,
I guess...
Who did BattleTag last year?
Oh, God.
Were you in the audience
Ubisoft.
For that?
I don't remember what platform it was for.
Are they going to come out with a new one?
They better.
Oh, wait, did they even come out with the first one?
I don't know. That's a good question. Oh, man. Microsoft. You guys got anything specific?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely going to show us some expansions with a live service. I'm sure they're going to add it. The past two E3s, they've added stuff to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're going to add something again. What last time it was ESPN, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the time before that was like Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this time it will be, you know,
Skype,
YouPorn or something.
I'm sure they'll show Skype.
Yeah, if they do RedTube.com on my Xbox.
That'll be the only electronic you'll ever need.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why you use web browsers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think they'll definitely show something for live.
Maybe they'll put a web browser on it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, actually.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some web browsing like hacks with Kinect. I think there's actually like kind of a contest going on to see who can make the best Kinect enabled web browser.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be mostly Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
They're connecting it up.
I mean, they don't really have anything else right now.
They're going to try to, like Adam posted in his show notes, they're going to try to convince some hardcore gamers that Kinect is worth buying.
Yeah, let's scroll up to that for a second.
And that is going to be tough.
Yeah, so people have been reporting that, you know, Rare is going to have Kinect Sports 2. All the hardcore gamers are going to be excited about that one. But they're also going to have like a new game that's unrelated to any previous title or franchise of theirs. So, you know, you can't expect anything from that. But maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be bad. Who knows?
I have a question that if the answer is what I think it is, it's really upsetting. But did they take all of Rare and move them over to Kinect stuff and Avatar stuff? Because it seems like they
doubt
it. Because they took them
as
Rare
was
to start.
What was the last non-Kinect thing they did? It was Perfect Dark,
Nuts and Bolts.
No.
Viva Pinata, then Viva Pinata 2, then Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, and then Avatar stuff.
The Perfect Dark Remake didn't come out in between them?
No, that wasn't Rare.
Really?
Someone else said that. Yeah.
Yeah, huh. Someone else said that.
Okay.
That pisses me off, though, because that was just... Rare was starting to get back into the swing of things. Banjo-Kazooie... Viva Pinata and Banjo-Kazooie are both fantastic games.
Yes.
And it really upsets me that now they're... All we hear out of Rare is Avatar and Kinect stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which... Fine if you like Kinect and Avatar stuff, but they're not games. They're not...
I mean, I have faith that for both Kinect and for Move, that there is something there. It's just people haven't found out how to make games yet.
No, Kinect is never going to... They're never going to have good games for that.
Maybe.
It's a fucking camera!
It is!
You don't hold anything. You stand in front of it.
I know. I'm all God,
stop yelling. That's not fun. Not fun. It's for idiots... It's for stupid little kids that, like, they can't sit down. They're fidgeting all the time. Yeah, throw them in front of a fucking camera because they do that all the time anyway. But I'm a fucking adult. I want to sit down on my fat ass and hold a controller in my hands. I don't want to, you know.
And by fat ass means he has a badunkadunk.
Mm-hmm. I have a fucking huge black woman's ass.
Got some junk in that trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an ass transplant from a black woman because of a terrible accident.
His ass is literally going to be black. The reason I asked about Forza earlier is because there's going to be Forza World, which supposedly is going to be using Kinect. So I don't know how exactly that's going to work. I remember, like, when the Kinect was first announced, like, people were speculating that, you know, you could do a combination of controller and Kinect. So, like, the controller would be used basically to control a car, whereas your head... Like, you could look in different directions, and, you know, you could look in your rearview mirror, out your side windows, out your side mirrors.
Yeah, look away from your TV so you can't see what's going on.
Exactly.
That's a great idea. Yeah. How about let's just remove the Kinect from that and just make a game with a controller?
Or a car.
Or a fucking car. Yeah, give us a new Microsoft car, and you sit in the car and you play your game.
So what do you think about a Star Wars Kinect game?
I think that could definitely be shitty.
Yeah.
And it probably will happen.
Well, we'll see. Because apparently there's supposed to be one.
Yeah, and I'm not upset at the Kinect in the same way that people get upset at the Wii or the Move. I'm upset at the Kinect because I've used one. And it barely works. It is annoying because you have to have it a certain distance. And it really, the distance does matter because games will tell you, you're not in the right distance. You have to move back. And like a indicator will come up on the screen. You have to move back from the game. And that's really fucking annoying.
Yay. Who if wants anybody, a self-conscious video game?
If anybody walks past you, it screws everything up. Everything about the Kinect is terrible. It's not something... It's a thing that you... It's like a board game. Like you bring it out at a party and you play it for an hour and then you throw it away. After that, you burn it in the furnace... And you don't talk about it anymore.
But then what do you do at your next party?
You find a new fucking game. Oof. You don't keep making the expansions for it. You don't make as Gears of War doesn't need to be on Kinect because it wouldn't work. So Microsoft, just give up. I told you to give up, so do it.
But Matt, I mean, I'm sure you would agree that, you know, Air Chainsaw is much more appealing. Then
yeah, if you could
pressing a button on the controller.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Because I'm tired of pressing buttons on controllers, and it obviously works so well when every single command is now mapped to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to run in place, I guess, to walk.
What you do is you put your leg in front of you to walk.
Okay.
And then you put it even further ahead of you to run.
No, what you do is you tilt forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall forward, you do a roll.
Yeah, it's a roll.
If you do a handstand, your guy gets in a gunship. But as soon as you get out of the handstand, he gets out of the gunship. It's one of the hardest moves to pull off. I mean, there's a lot of... Yeah, so I'm wrong. The Kinect is great. They should keep making games for it.
Glad I changed your mind. Dance Central 2 may be present.
Oh, a mm-hmm. dancing game. That's never been done before. Pass.
I mean, What else? Oh, Halo 1 Remake. That'll probably be announced.
That's great, because it's impossible to play Halo 1 on your Xbox as it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they're remaking it.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be really cool if it had Xbox Live support.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's about the only thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but Halo Reach's multiplayer is so similar to Halo 1 mm-hmm. already.
It is.
One of the main differences is you can't kill tanks anymore. You can't kill the gunner in the tanks, which was always really fun in Halo 1. And obviously the multiplayer levels aren't there, but they're almost all of them are recreated somehow.
There was a level on the PC version of Halo 1. Was it called Death Island?
Yeah.
My favorite level. Oh, so good.
The PC version of Halo 1 had a terrible community, though, that would just team kill each other over vehicles, and that's why I didn't play it anymore.
Really? I never ran into that problem.
Yeah, that happened on almost every server I went into.
Oh, man, I played that game so much. I mean, what else? Are there any franchises?
Well, what if Bungie's going to show something?
I mean, are they, you think?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. If they're going to show anything, I don't think they're going to show anything new.
Halo MMO. You heard it here.
Why not? Bungie is working on a new project.
But do you think they're ready to talk about it?
Why wouldn't they be?
I don't know.
It's E3, man.
You sound like a fucking hooker in spring break.
Who?
You. It's like, oh, it's E3. You go crazy.
It's E3. Fucking, show
come
your
on,
tits.
Guys. It's fucking Vegas.
Wait. Hold on. Hooker at hooker
give me
at
those,
spring break.
Give me those beads, man. Show hooker, you my titties.
Hooker at spring break is a thing that you can sound like. I didn't know that was one of like stereotypes of spring break. Yeah,
it's
spring
a specific
break. You
accents.
Got, you have your college girls, you have your bros,
I meant
your hookers.
I meant college girls.
You said hooker. I know what you meant.
Okay, so I think we can move on to Nintendo unless you guys have something else.
No.
All right. Nintendo, we're going to see Project Cafe. That is going to be, for me at least, the most exciting thing at E3 unless there's something totally unexpected from something else.
Yeah. I think Nintendo has the most to show in terms of home. I mean, they've got a lot of 3DS stuff and...
I mean, they've got a new console. That's always, you know, that's always the biggest thing.
I think for the past 3 years, Nintendo has been the one to have the most stuff to show at E3.
Mm-hmm. So Vitality Sensor, very popular.
Yeah, the Vitality Sensor, they're going to show off a new one.
Right.
That goes on all your fingers. And it's
the hand sensor.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the Power Glove, really.
I mean, it's just like they always have the most new stuff to show because they're a first-party developer as well. Mm-hmm. So they can always show off new games. I really hope that they show Pikmin. But that I don't think that's going to happen.
We did get Kid Icarus finally last year, so
yeah.
maybe we will see Pikmin.
I mean, Pikmin's a game that you could do a sequel that's very similar, and a lot of people would buy it just because they never played the last
one. See, now, I'm starting to wonder, like, whether Pikmin 3 will be on the Wii, or if it'll be maybe, like, on the 3DS, even.
I hope it's not on the 3DS. I want it to be on a console, so I will actually play it.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... It's we know it's just going to be a bunch of Project Cafe stuff. And what are they going to show for Zelda, do you guys think?
God. Obviously, it's going to be playable. Hopefully, the colors will be better.
Yeah. God. If they don't fix those colors, man.
That game is a no-go. Hopefully, seriously, what they will do is get rid of that ugly, ugly UI on the right side of the screen so that you can actually see what you're doing.
I think they said that's only for the demos, though.
God, right. I hope they did say that, but who knows?
But they still haven't taken it away.
Right. They've only seen stuff for demos, though.
So, like, you're bound to see the ugly UI.
I mean, we have to hear a release date for that game. I mean, there's no excuse not to. And you know, we talked about this before, but like. It has to be released by the end of this year, or else it's going to end up being a cafe game.
Yeah, it will be.
So
I mean, it's exciting because we're going to not only see the cafe's announcement, it's going to be playable, mm-hmm. which I think, I don't know of another console that has been like that where it leaked before, but they officially announced it's going to be playable. Like, I don't even know.
What was the system that I think it was a Sega system. Was it the Saturn?
I don't know.
It was some Sega system where they announced it at E3 and it was available that day.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, like, usually when things are leaked and things are talked about before E3, companies don't comment on them.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo was like, yeah, our new console's coming out and it's going to be playable at E3.
Right.
Which is really weird.
It's really awesome is what it is.
Yeah, that's cool. And it gets you excited, but most companies don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Most companies aren't Nintendo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
But, I mean, 3DS stuff, they're going to obviously show off the what is the 3DS shop or whatever? They haven't.
I mean, right? Let's see. What did I say? June 6th?
Which is a day before E3.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, if it's out, will they really have anything to show? I mean, the 3DSs on the show floor will have that.
Right, but I guarantee it will be a talking point in the 3DS thing, and they'll talk about.
I'm sure what they will talk about is Netflix on the 3DS.
Yeah,
because that's going to be big.
Netflix, and they'll do. They'll obviously announce some new games.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, and I don't think Mario.
I don't think I just totally blanked. Keep going. I'll think of it.
Well, do you think they'll do Mario? I think they'll probably show it.
Absolutely. Virtual console. I don't think the virtual console games are supposed to be coming with the first update of the Wii Shop channel. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm sure they'll talk about those and give us a little bit.
The 3DS Shop channel?
Yeah. Give us a little bit more information about what kind of games we can expect if they're going to be... I don't remember if they said this or not, but if they're going to be remade in 3D or if they're just going to be ports.
Right.
That could be cool. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I mean, this E3, every year, E3 and trade seekers in general, because of the way the internet is, they get less and less surprising.
Yeah.
It seems like every passing year since E3 since maybe like 2004 or something have.
Well,
most of the time it's been like the pre E3 stuff that gets really. There's usually like certain like there's like a announcement everyone does before E3 that's
right
really big, and that's when it's like weird.
Right, but I mean, in this day and age, it's hard to keep secrets because they'll get leaked online, they'll get talked about, and then you know, and so. It just goes to show, like, Nintendo told everyone that their console is going to be playable at E3, and they confirmed the rumors and everything.
Right, so, but at the same time, we really have no expectations about what it's going to be.
Right, but I mean, still, I'd be very, very surprised if there were surprises. So that's it's simultaneously.
I mean, there have to be though, because we don't. I mean,
yeah, we don't know anything. You know,
we've been talking for like an
but
hour.
I don't mean
we
like
don't
that.
Know anything.
I mean, surprise, like a new thing, and we're not talking about just Nintendo.
Oh, like in Microsoft right. pulling in like.
Microsoft being like, we have a handheld now.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we've been talking for a long time, and we really haven't said much. I mean, we really don't know anything, so there have to be surprises.
No, they don't have to. It doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Be.
That's the thing, is it's looking like there won't be much.
Okay,
there.
Well, maybe.
Wait, they need surprises to keep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now, like, the only thing that has. The only company that has something worthwhile, like, mentioning is Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, Sony's got the NGP.
No one cares about the fucking NGP. Stop trying to fucking plug it.
Kaz Hirai does.
I know, and what was Microsoft's big surprise at the last E3?
The new Xbox.
Right, and that was a fucking bullshit surprise.
You think? I guess.
Yes, because it's a system that already exists.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, it's on sale today. Like, fuck you, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm glad it took you about, you know, 4 or 5 years to figure out how to fucking make your system not burn itself.
Yeah.
Congrats. Good job, guys. Pat on the back.
Hats off.
I don't know. Can you guys think of anything else?
No, Modern Warfare. Get it. God of War 4. God of 4.
God of 4. Gears of War 3.
Valve isn't showing anything at E3, so...
Right, right.
Oh, wait, did you see that news report about, about the little girl...
Yes.
Playing
Portal
2.
Okay, so there's a little girl. She was adopted from China.
Yeah.
She was playing Portal 2 with her parents, and the parents got all uppity at, like, the one remark that, well, I guess it's not one remark, but one specific piece of dialogue that Wheatley and GLaDOS talk about how, like, Chell is adopted and how that's awful. And there was a news report on it, and they got angry. They got mad.
That sucks.
They got their lemons, and they got mad.
That really sucks. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All the adoptees out there are adopted.
Don't play Portal 2. It'll make you sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you were supposed to sympathize
with
GLaDOS.
Stand by your unwanted brethren and don't play Portal 2.
They were showing that GLaDOS was a bad person by making fun of the adopted thing.
Right.
That wasn't a sympathetic character. So maybe they didn't understand that.
I mean, the concern is almost understandable, but you're right. I mean, you know, it's comedy. Come on.
Yeah, and sometimes in a movie, bad guys kill people, and in real life,
sometimes
we don't want to kill anyone. But yeah, but those guys, the bad guys are the bad guys. So
whatever.
We know they're bad.
What was I going to say? Crap.
Emails.
No, there was something before that. All right, well, let's do emails. We got one email from Gian Piero.
Apparently an old one.
Yeah, so he's been trying to send this to us, but for some reason it hasn't
since
working.
March. For 2 months he's been trying to send this to us.
Crazy. All right, Gian Piero. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to say that I stand corrected about the PSN coming back on the 31st. I signed in this morning on the 15th, and it's up and running, .. for now. So I guess this is his old email. Hey guys, so I emailed this a while back, I think in March, but I think it never got to you, so here it is again. By the way, too bad Nick's not here. By the way, Bridget and I joke all the time about how she'll send some pics to Nick.
I told Nick that.
Oh, good.
And he is a boner so big you wouldn't believe it.
There you go, Bridget. I'll try to get my brother to lend me his Mac with Adobe CS5 to do some proper fan art / Photoshop job. How about some Eiffel Towering action with Ash's mom? But I forgot who is going to partake in this bedroom action, so please remind me. Matt, would you care to remind him?
It's me and Alex.
Eiffel Towering.
Obviously, last time it was me in the back, right? Or no, it was me in the front and then Alex in the back. So if you want to do the opposite of that, that'd be cool.
But remember,
or just whatever.
Alex's penis is very small, so it has a limited range.
You know what? Give the guy a break. His penis is probably fine.
It's fan art. You can make up things.
Alex,
use your imagination.
I'm going on record. Alex's penis is big enough for me.
Well, there you go. I'll send two emails, one with just the text and the other one with pictures from Germany. And without further ado, here's the email. Other pictures from Germany. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Whatever. Other pictures from Germany. So the first one is me holding your album art in the city of Bonn in front of the city's oldest church. I'm sorry if these cities are not pronounced correctly. Then me at the train station in front of Frankfurt with no sleep for 32 hours. The next one was on the train of the Rhine River behind the picture. That would be a statue of the Beethoven in the town square of Bonn with the the birthplace of Beethoven. Then this was a funny picture. We visited a wine valley and did some wine tasting. Since I'm 16, which is the legal drinking age in Germany, so me and my friends Bridget and Megan bought some wine and put it in our water bottles so we could drink it on the bus on the way back.
Gian Piero got laid. Two girls.
So we were pretty drunk that day. Let me tell you, it was a pretty interesting ride back.
Oh, yeah. Some play a little suck and blow.
Yeah. So Gian basically, Piero definitely fucked both of them, and
he definitely
that's awesome.
He definitely got Eiffel Towered.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is great, but I'm not into that.
So basically, the picture is of your title art with French fries and mayo, pretty standard for Europe, and our wine in the water bottle. The last is my favorite. It's the Triforce on the back of a construction truck. I found it at night, so when it reflected in my eyes, it was a total what the fuck moment. Therefore, I took the picture. I also found a manga about The Legend of Zelda. There was Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and A Link to the Past. I almost bought it, but I didn't have any money on me. I was so sad.
That sounds cool. But you let me just pictures.
I think I've seen that before, actually.
Yeah, so Gian Piero, those are available anywhere, not just in Germany, so no need to be so sad. Do you believe in using walkthroughs or guides to help you when you are playing video games, or do you keep it pure and just trial and error? Matt?
Yeah, if you need help, why not buy a guide? I use walkthroughs all the time if I need help, or if I'm trying to do, like, I use walkthroughs to get all the masks in Majora's Mask when I'm playing through it again, because I don't want to spend 18 hours searching around for stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So same for you, Angel?
Yeah, well, I used guides just because I can pick up all the extra shit, like collector shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, use a guide if you have to. I don't really think it's your game. I mean, like, if somebody else is playing a game, I'm not going to run up with a guide and make
it. Yeah, most of the time now, like, most things, like, it doesn't matter. You still need some skill to perform some tasks anyway.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Personally, I try not to use strategy guides, but, you know, sometimes I do. So apparently PSN will come back up. Nope, it's already up. What's the PlayStation website? Blah, 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 blah. Did you hear about Wii Selects? Guess who's going to be picking up Twilight Princess for $20? Me. So yeah, cool. I don't think we mentioned that last time. Wii Selects is like a new
thing mentioned it
from Nintendo.
Couple,
did we?
Yeah, a couple days ago. A couple podcasts ago.
Okay. First party games are $20. There you go.
Have you seen them? They actually are very fancy, nice looking packaging.
Are they different?
No, they have like a border around it, but it doesn't look like the platinum hits or greatest hits.
Does it come in the box the chicken selects from McDonald's come on?
It does. It comes in you get 50 free chicken McNuggets with every game.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Do you believe that there would be another console besides Nintendo's, Microsoft, and Sony's that will overtake them in the market, like a RIM console or an Apple console? Or do you think that the console market will always be controlled by the big three names?
RIM?
Probably.
Man, they're fucking BlackBerry. Sucks now. Why would they fuck? Anyway.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to... Yeah.
I mean,
it's Android, hard. Maybe.
You have to have a huge amount of money to
start
a
video game console.
Yeah, no,
it takes way
nowadays.
Too much money. And Apple, I don't think Apple's going to do it.
Well, I don't think Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo are always going to be the only ones competing, but for now.
Oh, Sega.
Poor Sega. Did you know that HAL from 2001 Space Odyssey is one letter off from IBM?
Yes.
Deep Blue, Watson, maybe the next... Wait, what? Deep Blue... Watson, maybe the next will... What? Maybe the next will be another HAL. Who knows? Maybe the next will be...
Hey,
maybe will be the next. I don't know. Who knows? Can't wait for the next episode. Yay for nerdgasms. That's gross. We don't want to hear about those.
I do.
You send me... I'll give you my personal email, and you record yourself nerdgasming everywhere.
Yeah. Tell us all about your nerdgasms.
In detail. I want you, when you do it, Write them down.
If Bridget or Megan made you have a nerdgasm, please
refer me to
show some fan art.
Don't leave your brother hanging.
Yeah, but also you didn't send any of the pictures you talked about.
Yeah, so do that.
So please do that, and remember that it's Alex and me. We're doing the Eiffel Tower, not 69ing Eiffel Towering. Well,
could be
I guess
both.
You could draw one of Alex and I could 69. That's
while I for towering
possibility. Well, no, you can't do both.
Are you sure?
Can't.
Are
have
you
the best
sure?
Of both worlds, man.
You do a little wobbly H. Why not?
So we asked on Facebook what you guys wanted to see at E3. We've got a few responses. Noah Harn had said, "I'm really interested to see how much Skyward Sword has changed since last year and what Project Cafe will actually be like." Well, that's pretty much exactly what we said. So. Good to know. Gian Piero said, "I just want to see anything that will break the mold. Not like the motion controls or 3D, but more as in the way they'll make my life easier. The new Nintendo console is worthy of a second glance. I just want to see / hear Shigeru Miyamoto speak his broken English, not hating on him. Then my E3 will be complete. Smiley face." And then Laura says she wants to see my sexy legs.
That's nice. Yeah.
I think Adam wants to see his sexy legs, but... the fucking hair that surrounds him makes that impossible.
They're sexy either way, Angel. You know that.
Also, Noah posted on his... Today, he posted a plug for a podcast.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Status. And his grandpa, who's a retired colonel from the Army, liked the status.
Awesome.
Which I think is hilarious. And I like to imagine that some retired Army colonel is listening to this now and thinks we're just really great.
Thank you, Noah.
If you are, get me a job in the military or in the government, and I will send you free gamer grub.
Way to bring it back.
Oh, the military is now fueled, and their rations are just gamer grub now.
Matt, I have to apologize, because this is reminding me that I never got you in contact with them from last E3.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you fucking asshole. Yeah.
Maybe this year. We'll see. So I think that's it, right?
Contact info. Yep.
tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com will take you to our forum. Go there. You can talk to us. Do stuff. Zelda Working Title Podcast. Oh, I'm doing this backwards. Zelda Working Title Podcast is our Facebook page. Zelda WT Podcast is our Twitter page. Email us, WTPodcast@gmail.com, and rate us on iTunes. Give us 1,000,000 stars, because we're awesome.
Yay.
And that's it. Definitely email us and tell us what you want from E3, what you expect from E3, because we did not come up with a lot, so maybe you will, and we'll talk about it. And I guess we'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Angel.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Night, guys.